It's time for Skip It or Stream It, I see.
It is, in fact, time for Skip It or Stream It. Now we're going to be reviewing the show Squid Game The Challenge, which is on Netflix currently.
Not to be confused with Squid Game, the actual TV series.
Although they use the same music, so it really doesn't matter where I pull the soundtrack from.
Well, they ripped off a lot of things, from the costumes to the games to where the sleeping arrangements with the big room with the bunk beds. Mm-hmm. Nobody gets killed, of course, but right. They do start with, you know, 400 and I think it's 56 contestants, and they try to whittle their way down to one. And 4.56 million, I believe, is up for grabs.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the actual series, only less cash and no dying.
Yeah.
It really seems
way less interesting.
Right, that
too. Let me start by saying that.
That too. It seems to me what happened was when they finished Squid Game the show, they said, we've got this great set, but we've spent too much money on it. We got to make some more before we tear it down. Let's do a reality show around it. Where contestants participate and don't actually die.
This was actually shot in England.
I'm telling you what it seems like.
That's what it did seem like. Except for, I find even like the guys in the red suit with
And they looked identical.
I thought they looked kind of like cheap Halloween costumes that you could buy on Amazon for $49.99. Yeah. I don't even think they went that far with, you know, it wasn't like they upped their game.
Well, we still have it on the screen here in the studio. Look at this scene right here. That's when they're in the main room where all the cots are at and the bunk beds and stuff.
Yeah, there's like five stacked bunk beds on top of each
other. It looks like bleachers are set up and all that stuff. You know that. Everybody knows that room if you've seen the show.
Right.
It looks the same to me. I mean, this scene looks the same. It looks like the same sets.
Except for the storyline, because there is none. They're relying on real life people to bring a storyline. Yeah. But they're not actors and there's no script. And I actually find it just very boring.
It's terrible.
The games aren't interesting. We've all seen them. There's no originality. And I think what this game show missed, the whole point, if you've watched the TV series, was it was the exploitation of the poor by the rich.
Yes, right.
And that's not, there's people from all walks of life in this, people from all over the world, and some may be rich and some may be poor and some may be middle class. So it's not, that's, that wasn't
really
even an aspect.
It's
no,
not really part of it.
They don't make it like, I need this money so I can live so that I can pay for a surgery for my dying mother or whatever the case may be.
I don't know. I've only seen basically one episode so far. Have you seen more than that?
I've fast forwarded through a few and watched snippets, to be honest.
I was watching about half of the first episode with the video, and then the other half I was just walking around listening to it in the background. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed was I couldn't really pick out the characters when I was just listening. And it seemed like there was a lot of funny lines in there, but it really seemed like they just bounced around. There was no, okay, what's going on? It's just random people having conversations. It just seemed kind of weird.
56 people is way too many people to keep track of. And even so in episode one, they whittle it down to just over 200. Still mm-hmm. too many people to focus in on people. Now, what I may do, they haven't released the final episode yet. They've released everything but who wins in the final episode. That might be, if anything, one to watch, because $4.56 million is a large chunk of change.
No,
I wouldn't
sure.
mind watching that episode.
Okay, how about
we do this?
But
skip through all the other ones. That's what I'm going to say.
After one episode, I give it a full 100% skip it. There's not even like a shade of gray in there. Just 100% skip it. But what I would like to see, Terry, if you could suffer through the entire series and then come back and give us an update.
No. What I will do is I will probably stream the last episode, but I don't even know if I'll go through all of it. I might just fast forward to the end and see who wins, just out of curiosity.
Hey, you do you. I'm just not even bothered by it, so.
The show's boring. The prize is big.
Yeah.
But they didn't do anything new or original. And in fact, they didn't improve on what was already there because the TV series was excellent.
There's no plot.
It didn't hit what they were going for. I'm going to say skip it.
Just skip it. If you sat through this entire 5 minutes of us telling you that, you saved yourself a lot of time.
You're
just
welcome.
Skip the series and watch something else.